Okay, says the Mishnah. These two Mishnayos really go together. If you look at the Shita, actually puts them together. The Mishnah begins, Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi. Now we already learned that the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaChitzen, we learned that goes on, the halach is that there's Me'ili even after you bring it to the Mokom HaDeshen, special posik v'nicham shom, that it remains, there's a din of Me'ili even after you put it there, even asas mitzvosei. So the Mishnah says, but the Mishnah Mizbech HaPnimi v'amanoira loymen and v'loymoyolim. By the Mizbech HaPnimi, there is no din of Me'ila. Hamakdis Dishon, because this pasuk is l'chayra, what the Gemara means is this pasuk, the Mishnah means, only talking about Mizbech HaChitz and not talking about the Mizbech HaPnimi. But then the Mishnah continues and says, Dishon, Hamakdis Dishon b'tchila, moyolim b'he. There is a din Me'ila. So what's that case? So here we have a big machlokes Rishonim. Rashi learns that the Mizbeach HaPnimi also has a din of Me'ila. The only difference between the Mizbeach HaChitz and the Mizbeach HaPnimi is if you took the ashes off the Mizbeach and you didn't yet put it where it belongs, Mokom HaDeshen, during that window, there's no Me'ila. But once you put it where the Dishon is supposed to go, then there is a din of Me'ila. That's how Rashi learns. If you look at Rashi, in the Mefarash here, he says, "Kilomar la'achar shiniach dishon mizbeach apnimi v'amenorah b'mokom shemeniach trumas hadeshen shel mizbeach achitzon." Once you put it where it belongs, then lo'achi moyolim b'kula. When he says the ef should lo'i litchu b'purte, means that there's something left over. If you look in the Shita, okay. The less be put, in other words, once you put it together with the other ashes, then there is a din of Me'ila. Partially because it gets more with the other ashes. That's how Rashi learns. Tosfos has great complications with Rashi's way of learning. And Tosfos actually has, because Tosfos understands the word hamakdish, sounds like you're being makdish it. So Tosfos actually learns, we're talking about one of the Pirushim here, is somebody goes and he's makdish Efer. That's how Tosfos brings down one of his pshatim here in this lengthy Tosfos. So this is a machlokes Rishonim how to learn the Mishnah. Now, the Sefer the Mishnah is really going on the next Mishnah. It's mechuber to the next Mishnah. Toirim shelo igi azmano ubnei yoino she'over azmano. What happens, this we have not discussed yet in the Masechta, what happens if you makdish something which is at this point not royal in Mizbeach? Okay, right now you can't put it on the Mizbeach. So for some reason of the Gemara, we'll go into this in the Gemara, the Mishnah isolates Oifus. This is possible by any min. You could be makdish any behema before the time that it's royal Mizbeach. First of all, every behema has a built-in 7-day period that you can't bring it for a kol. Stop. 7 days you can't bring the kol for a kol. So for those 7 days, it's not roy till Yom HaShemini. Besides for that, many korbanos have zmanim when they're roy. A year, 2 years. When they're roy to bring a kol. Some reason the Mishnah isolates and Dafka addresses Oifus. If you makdish an Oif when it's not royal Mizbeach. And the Mishnah says that there's no din of Me'ila. Loi nanim v'loi moyalim. Now this reads together with the next Mishnah. Rev Shimon Aymer, the Mishnah on Yudbeis, Rev Shimon Aymer, he says no. Toirim shaloi giyazmanom moyalim b'hem. So he agrees with the Tanakhama only in a case where it's already oval zmanoi, like a ben yoina. But by Torah he disagrees. By Torah he holds there is a din of Me'ila, and we'll see why in the Gemara why there's a din of Me'ila. Okay, so we'll read quickly through the first part of the Gemara. The Gemara says the Gemara reads actually better like Rashi. Bishloim Mizbeach Achitzain, we know there's a din Me'ila because it says V'soma Yetzalah Mizbeach. Mizbeach HaPnimi Minolam, why is there a din of Me'ila after you put it there according to Rashi? Omar Abelezer, Domar Kro, it says there's a ribui. When it says V'Heses Morosa Benotzosa, the end of the pasuk, it says you should put it by the deshen of the Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, maybe it's just telling you where to put it. Why does it have to say Mokom Adeshan? How do we know it says Deshan Deshan? Okay. So anyway, so now the Gemara says like this: Bishloimo Rav Shimon Kidiktoni Taima. Rav Shimon gives us a good reason. His reason is Shahoy Rav Shimon Oimer. Rav Shimon, very simple. Rav Shimon holds something which will eventually be royal mizbeach. What's the difference that you can't bring it right now? I mean, let's go to understand the Gemara, let's go to something that everybody would agree, right? A drastic dimyun. If we're going to take the Chachamim's approach, Chachamim seem to be saying in the Mishnah, anything that you can't put on the Mizbeach now, there's no Milah. Okay? So let's go to a drastic example. Balayla, is there Milah Balayla? Of course there is. So you help Givon anywhere in Shas that if somebody's Moil Balayla, there's no Milah? What do you mean? It's not Roy to put on the Mizbeach. Lila. It's Narish. What do you mean? So Lila, it's not Roy, but tomorrow morning you'll be Roy. Okay? So of course there's Mila. If somebody is Nana from a Neder and a Dova on Shabbos, Shabbos you can only bring Kobonish Tzibor that have a Zman. Tomed, a Musif. You can't bring on Shabbos and a Dova and a Dova. Would anybody entertain that if somebody was Moyel on Shabbos and a Shlomim or an Oila, that they won't be Mila? Or Shlomim is called Shemkara, that they won't be me. Would anybody have such a Havamina? What? So that's why I use the terminology. I said I'm going to go drastic, otherwise it won't be drastic. Exactly. I'm going drastic first. Okay? So that's a drastic example where there's nothing wrong with the Kavim. That's it. Now, Mechus Zman logically has the regular Kedush as any other Kavim. Just like Shelley wants to convince us, and he's going to have to be right at the end of the day, because the fact is that a korban that's palayla, there is mila, and Shabbos, there is mila, and yet the Gemara here is debating mechus hazman. And the Chachamim hold at least mechus hazman by an oif, there's no din of mila. So right you are, but we want to debate what you're saying. Because Logically, they're very much the same. I was makdish something to the Beis Hamikdash. The Kedusha was chal. Chal. Right? So it's not like if the halacha would be Shelley that there's no Kedusha till the time comes, then we take our hat off for you. Okay? Then you're saying Givaldik. Then you're telling me that I'm being a Meshuggah. I'm making a Dimyon from Shabbos and Wailo. Over there, the animal inherently has Kedusha, and over here, the animal doesn't inherently have Kedusha. But that's not factually correct. The facts are that when you makdish a behemoth or an oif, mechus hazman, it has Kedusha right away. Has Kedusha right away. Full Kedusha. Doesn't graduate. It has a full Kedusha right away. So once we accept that it has the full Kedusha right away, so why shouldn't there be mila? So Elamai, you're going to tell me, well, there's a new reason. There's an outside reason why there's no mila. Because the ma'aseh can't be brought as a korban. Why should that be a reason not that there shouldn't be mila? That's anyway external. It's an external reason anyway. Because internally, the animal has full kedusha. The kedusha of the animal doesn't change when it's 6 days old, 7 days old, 8 days old. When it's too young of a Torah, when it's too old of a Ben Yena, the Kedusha doesn't change. Kedusha is the same. So why is there no Mila? It's anyway not on the Chefza. You follow? It's anyway not on the Chefza, really. It's a side problem. It's not that the Chefza lacks Kedusha. Chefza has a full-fledged Kedusha. So there's really no reason in the world to say that there shouldn't be Mila. Elamai. The only reason to say there shouldn't be mila is that it should become like kotshim shemesu. which we had already in the beginning of Masechta, we discussed many times since, which means that once the animal gets to a point where it has no value to Hekdesh anymore, no purpose, no function, so the Din Me'ilah fall off. Okay. So if that's the way we're going to learn, that would only explain Omer's Mane. Koidim's Mane, we have no logic at all, which is what the Gemara is struggling with. Rav Shimon is 100% right. The only thing that we could make sense out of the din of the Chachamim is that the Chachamim now unveil to us a new kind of Kachim Shemesim. It's like Rishon B'chayeyim Kruyim Mesim. Okay? There's a new kind of Kachim Shemesim. Just like if this animal walked out the door and got a heart attack and died, there'd be no din of Me'ilah because it has no more function. For the Mizbeach. So the animal's over his mouth, it's like it died. That's something we could buy. We'd be able to buy such a thing. Right? So if that's, that's the only way that this halacha has any meaning. But that's not what Rav Shimon says. Rav Shimon Taka says that the only way I could hear that there should be not, that the din of Me'ilah should go away, the only way I hear that logically, is if the carbon became too old, now it's like a kochim shemes. But koidim zmanai, there's no reason in the world. Koidim zmanai, surely it's just like an animal on Shabbos and Laila. Because it will be worthy. It is Kodesh. There's no reason why they shouldn't be Mila. That being said, now the Gemara's answer is a Pella. What's the Gemara? The question is Gevaldik. The Gemara says like this, Pishloim Rav Shimon Kedik 20 time. Rav Shimon, we understand, Rav Shimon is Gevaldik. Shehoi Rav Shimon Oimer Kol Aroi Lach Azman, anything which will be worthy later, Vigdishe B'Sech Zmanai, it's regular Kodeshim. And if you would shech this animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, you'd be chayiv for shechting kotshim b'chutz. How are you below yourself? Ain't by chorus, right now there's no chorus since it's not roy inside, there's no chorus, but it's a regular lav. Elo rabbonon, mai shno mi b'chutz hazman. What's the difference between b'chutz hazman? B'chutz hazman, we know, obviously the Gemara held, we know that by b'chutz hazman there's me'ilah. We know if you moil in an animal before the eighth day, there's a din of Me'ilah. That we know. So what should be the difference? What the Gemara really means, L'chara, to say is, number one, logically it doesn't make sense. Logically it doesn't make sense. And that's the issue that we're going to keep on getting back to, because we have to make sense out of this logically. Besides for making some kind of distinction, that we know that by behemoth, notice there's an inconsistency. Let's look at it this way. There are two issues. One is a logical issue and one is a consistency issue. That's the way you have to understand the Gemara. There's a logical issue that it doesn't make sense. Why shouldn't there be Me'ilah? You makdish something, it has Kedusha, because I can't bring it today, I'll bring it tomorrow. Why shouldn't it have Kedusha? Why shouldn't there be Me'ilah? That's a logical issue. There's an inconsistency issue as well. Because every animal within seven days, for the first 7 days, is not roy for the mizbeach, and still there's a din of Me'ilah. Right? So that's inconsistent. Meaning, so then the only way to work out that inconsistency is to say that this Mishnah is talking about birds. There's mechus hazman by birds, and there's mechus hazman by behemoth. And mechus hazman by birds, then it's ma'akev, and there's no Me'ilah before. And b'chus hazman by behemah, there is a din of Me'ilah. That's, the way we read the Gemara now, we'll see that l'chayra, the only thing the Gemara resolves, is that. The Gemara said there's no inconsistency, because by behemah, the Chachamim agreed there's Me'ilah to Rav Shimon. And by oifus, there's no din of Me'ilah. And the Gemara gives some kind of chiluk. We're still left with our big major problem, our hole, which is it's illogical. Doesn't make sense. It's illogical. It's logically inconsistent. Besides, halachically, there's halachic inconsistency and there's logical inconsistency. So you're telling me, well, halachically there's no inconsistency because this is a bird and this is an animal and there's a different halacha between mechus hazman ba'ofis and mechus hazman ba'behemah. That mechus hazman by behemah there is Me'ilah and mechus hazman ba'ofis there's no Me'ilah. Fine. So now, al shulchan aruch, it's okay. There's one siman in Shulchan Aruch is Hilchas Eifes. There's another siman in Shulchan Aruch Hilchas Behema. And in Hilchas Eifes it says before the Zman there's no Mila. And in Hilchas Behema it says before the Zman there is Mila. Okay, so I took care of the Shulchan Aruch. But now I want to explain it. So we have no explanation. The Gemara comes and says as follows. The Gemara says, Elul Abonon Mai Shnomi Mechus Zman. Amri says the Gemara, Mechus Zman is Midi Da'avi Abal Mum De Bar Pidyinu. Abal Hani Oifois Kivon De'ein Mum Poiso Bo Oifois. Then Ein Lo Oifois Pidyin. Okay. I'm totally confused by this answer. The Gemara says the difference is that an animal, we find a concept of Balmum. We find a concept, conceptual, that if this animal would have gotten a mum, you would have been able to redeem it. Because the halacha is that a Balmum passels a bird, passels a behemoth, makes it worthy to be redeemed. By an animal, we don't find pigeon. There's no mum, there's no pigeon. By a bird. And therefore, since there's no mumen, there's no pidyon, so therefore, what? So now what? There's no answer. What's the answer? So the Keren Oira, by us in the Sugya, Keren Oira says, I don't know where the Gemara is going. I don't know where the Gemara came, where the Gemara is going. Where do we land? Yeah. We start off with a problem. The problem is, what is the... And the Gemara throws out a Bekiyas. Very nice. I'm impressed with the Bekiyas. How does that answer the question? We had a question. Our question was, what's the difference? We see that Mechus Zman there is Mila by a behemoth, and by an Oif you tell me there's no din of Mila. The Gemara says, well, Oif, there happens to be a different din. There's no din pidyon by an Oif. There's no mum, there's no pidyon, and therefore that's the reason. What's going on? What's the shaykhus? Why would redemption have anything to do with Mila? I mean, I can arguably say that the lack of pidyon is a chumrah. It's not a kula. If you ask me, I would say that the lack of pidyon is a chumrah. So because you can't redeem a bird, that wouldn't be a reason why they shouldn't be mila. It's not a kula. It's not a kula. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Amri, Loi domi mechus zman de behemel mechus zman de oifes. Because we have to realize, we have to put our focus. That's our main issue. Our main issue in the Gemara is we're trying to figure out why does mechus zman be oif take off the din of me'ila. Should be a regular me'ila. And that's with Shimon's Taina. It should be a regular me'ila. He says, why? The Ainu Taina, the mechus zman de behemel kodosh. Chus zman of behemel has kedusha. Midi dahavi abalmum. The behema, the barpidyanu, the migu de chashiva, the ispa kedusha kishi balas mum. So does an oif. An oif also has kedusha when it's a balas mum. What's the difference? An oif has the same kedusha. Not only that, an oif has more kedusha. A behema that gets a mum gets downgraded. Right? We're referring to the downgrade now. Right? The behemoth gets downgraded. It goes from AAA reading down. And the behemoth and the oif remains. That's not a weakness. That's a strength. The oif is more bulletproof. It's more solid. The kedusha is not, doesn't get weakened. What's one thing after the other? So Rashi says, the migu de chashivit is bakedusha kishibalas mum is bakedusha nami kishimuchus zman. Avo ba'oifa is the lekal amema behu hai migu. Hoyu ve'en amun poisa ba'oifa is the entamus of zachus ba'oifa is ve'en lo'oifa is pinyin. Hochanami lesbu kedusha b'mechus zman do'oif. It's the mamish, the opposite. Doesn't one thing have to do with the other? This is a practical issue. The Torah happens to be that by behemah there's such a thing called a mum. And it happens to be that by behemah a mum, when the behemoth has a mum, it's redeemable. Happens to be. And by an oif, a mum doesn't pass it. And therefore, there's no pidyon by an oif. What do you see from there? What do you see? Rashi seems to be saying it's strong. That's what he says. He says it's strong, you see, that the Balmum has Kiddush. And the Oif is super Kiddush. It actually maintains the full Kiddush. Where's the weakness? Where's the weakness by Oif? Now, if you look at the Rambam, which I put in here in the Ma'amar Kemes, the Rambam seems to make a distinction in Hilchos Isuri Mizbeach and he says that there's a din of redemption not only by a Balmum, but there's a din redemption by an animal which has another aspect that's unworthy about it. And the Rambam states as follows: Hamagdish tumtum vandreganes utrefa v'kelayim v'yetzidoyf and all these things. Harezer kemagdish etzim v'avonim. This is like you will magdish stones or wood. Lufi she'en kedusha chola al gufom. Harei hein kichulin l'chol divrehem. It's chul. And therefore you could bring kol korban she'yirtzeh. You could bring any korban that you want. And he says, ve'einoi kebalmum shebalmum yesh b'minei kol. It's different than a balmum. A balmum is a different type of redemption, the Rambam seems to be saying. Now although this Rambam is a little bit inconsistent with the Rambam in Hilchos Tumah, the next Rambam we brought down in Perek Dalet, where there he says, Vlodos kotshim sheyotzu derech doifim, or sheyoldu tumtum vandregen is the klein betrefa. Over there he says, Harei elu yivdu, they have to be redeemed. V'yovi bidmeyem korban oroi lohovi bidmey vladzu. Over there the Rambam says, even though they are unworthy, they are not like stones. The first Rambam says that if you mark this something which is conceptually unworthy, a tumtum and andreganus, so conceptually there's no kedusha. Kedusha's kol. You can do whatever you want with the money. Kol kol mashiach. Over here the Rambam talks about the same kind of example. But instead of you being makdash it peper, it got kedusha because it was born from something that had kedusha. And here the Rambam says that you have to bring a korban that's roi. Okay, so we'll get back to this as well, this point. But we do see one thing clear, that the Rambam is saying that there is a different kind of redemption process. Something that conceptually is worthy, but happens to be a balmum. That's one type, right? And then there's something which conceptually is unworthy. That's a whole different type. Something which is conceptually unworthy, the redemption is different. You follow what I'm saying? In other words, the redemption process by something that conceptually, it should be the same. Who cares what's its conceptual? The bottom line is, a balmum is as unworthy for a korban as a tumtum and andreganus. Unworthy. Completely possible. Right? It's conceptually worthy because if it would have been not a balmum, this min, this species, roi for the mizbech. The tumtum and the andreganus, the yetzidef and whatever it is conceptually unworthy. When you makdish. The Rambam learns that there's a difference between redeeming a balmum, whether the mum occurred after the Kedusha, or the mum occurred before the Kedusha. The Rambam says in either case, that's one type of redemption. And when you're redeeming an animal where it was never conceptually worthy, the Rambam says that's a whole different kind of Kedusha. It's a different Kedusha. He says there, and he says there, even though you were makdish the tumtum to be an oila, you could bring a shlomim with it. That's what the Rambam says in Yisrei Mizbeach. In Me'ilah, the second Rambam, he says that when you redeem the tumtum and the andreganus, you should bring it what it was, what it would have been brought as. Okay. What? Could what? In which Rambam are you talking? The first or second? They were not right. The treifa is called conceptually unworthy. No, in other words, that the way the Rambam sees it is a treif is like another min. A balmum is the same species, he happens to have a blemish. That's how the Rambam sees it. But that's a minor issue. The two significant points that I want to bring out is, number one, the Rambam in Isuri Mizbeach clearly is telling us that it's a different type of redemption. There's something called redeeming a balmum, and there's something called redeeming something which was never worthy. Or I shouldn't say never, because that's like David was saying, it was a balmum already. Not only never, it conceptually couldn't have been worthy, species couldn't have been worthy, or type, treif is called a type, couldn't have been worthy. Or, if you mocked something which could have been worthy, conceptually could have been worthy, it's a different kind of redemption. And it makes a chilek in halacha, the Rambam is saying, what you do with the money. Because if something was never conceptually roy, then you don't have to try to refabricate the kedusha that would have been here. You just do whatever carbon you want. Whereas if the animal's a balmum, then you're restricted to dafka, to redo, to mirror the kedusha that would have been here. That's the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tumura says not like that. He says that when it's born, at least if it's born this way, it's different than if you were makdish it this way. So there's two points that we see in the Rambam. This is the Rambam. So I want to give you a shtickle mahalach here in the sugya, and it will also clarify to us what the Rambam is trying to convey, and also the Gemara flows, because the Gemara goes from this sugya. Again, the primary nekud of our sugya is to try to understand what is the distinction in Hilchos Me'ilah between an animal that's before its time and a bird that's before its time. An animal before its time, there is a din of Me'ilah, and an oif before its time, there's no din of Me'ilah, according to the Chacham. That's the main focus of our sugya. And the explanation the Gemara gave was something which we couldn't make heads or tails from, was that that by an animal there's a concept of mum and redemption, and by a bird there's no such concept. Okay, that's that. The Gemara now continues, and the Gemara says like this: Kotchim Shemesu, Omar Ula Omar Abiechanon, Kotchim Shemesu Yotzu Midei Mila Dvar Torah. Kotchim that died, there's no din of Mila. This we discussed. If you have an animal that just dies, there's no din of Mila. Yosef Ula Kamal Shmaitse, he said this over, and Rav Chisda told him, Omar Rav Chisda Man Shmi Elochel Rabbi Yechanan Rabba, who's going to listen to you and your Rebbe? Why would there be no din of Me'ila? What happened to Me'ila? V'chi kedusha shebahem, the kedusha that the animal had, l'heichon holcha. And here's the analogy. That's why I told you it's like kotchim shemesim. Omar le tikshi mastifim. What do you mean? If you want to be stubborn and say that once something has Me'ila, the Me'ila doesn't go off unless the kedusha expires, so what's pshat in our Mishnah? The bird got too old. The bird is too young. What kedusha shebaleichnoch? Ubnei mastitam toyden shloigias manam bnei yemin shavuz manam loynenim loymoelim. Hachanami neima say over here too kedusha shebaleichnoch. Okay. However, he told him avo, or it's a shaila here in Girsa, what the Girsa is. If you look in the Shita, he told him, however, Elo, either Elo, Avo, Medina Lecha, I agree with you, the Ika Mila Midrabon. Okay. And then he goes to the next question, which we went through this Gemara. What about the reverse? Could you have something? So we see clearly you could have something that had Mila and loses the status. What about the other way around? Could you have something that didn't have Mila, like by blood, didn't have Mila, then does get Mila? So he told him, but this is difficult. The kashili meika mida the meikara loyesh be mila b'soif is be mila. For yikadam the meikara is be mila less be mila b'soif is be mila. Blood we learned last week. There's no mila at the beginning. Once you makabel with the case, because it says ain't it by dam b'tchilei ma'elam boy yotzal nachal kibrayim ma'elam boy. I'm yosamika mila meikara the amarav amakiz dam lebeim is kolchim also by no ma'elam boy. That's the Gemara. So we see clearly, without a doubt, that our Gemara is giving us the key to understand this din. Our Gemara is telling us that the reason why there is no Me'ila by Bnei Yoina, by Torim, is because it's like Kotchim Shemesim. That we see from our Gemara. Because You see that when Ula said the din of Rabbi Yechanan, that Kolchim Shemesu, there's no din of Me'ila, and Rav Chisda questioned him and said, how could you say that? He said, what do you mean? If you don't agree with me, then how would you learn our Mishnah? So you see clearly from the Gemara that the din of our Mishnah is like Kolchim Shemesu, which really makes it even more difficult, because there's a gaping difference between Kolchim Shemesu and Kodem Zmanim. Achaz Zmanim, I agree. Achaz Zmanim, I can agree that there's an equation, because Achaz Zmanim has a very strong similarity. They both became unworthy. They didn't go into any kind of transformation that the Kedusha went off, but they both became unworthy. But the first example that the Gemara gave, the example of Mechusa Zman, which is what we were discussing, that is no shaykhus to Kolchim Shemesu. No connection whatsoever. So that's the, but again, the Gemara is calling it Kolchim Shemesu. That's clear. The Gemara is considering this Kolchim Shemesu. So here's what I want to explain to you. I think that this will give us, you know, a whole new level maybe of clarity in understanding this. We had Ibige Chazot throughout the last couple of months that there's a major difference in Me'ila between Kedushas Haguf, Kedushas Dom. Tremendous difference. Kedushas Haguf is an animal that you makdish for the Mizbeach, and Kedushas Dom is something that you give to the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash. You're not giving it for a car. Besides for the outcome is different, right, where it goes, there's a tremendous difference in what you're being moil in. Okay? By Kedushas Domim, you're being moil in the value. It's like you're stealing the money of Hekdesh. Okay? By Kedushas Korban, it's very different. Because Kedushas Korban, as we explained, although it's also, you're taking away from Hekdesh. But really, by the Korban, it's more you're obstructing what it's supposed to be used as. It's supposed to be used for a korban, and you're using it for something else. So you're interfering with its use. You're interfering with its designated use. That's the me'ila that we find by Kedushas Mizbeach. By Kedushas Domim, it's not an interference. It's not you're interfering with the use. Not interfering with the use. You're stealing money. Hekdesh has value here, and you're taking from the money of Hekdesh. You're using the value of energy, you're stealing. It's a whole different concept. Therefore, the concept of Kolchim Shemesu, obviously, as Rashi explains, is only applicable by a call. Okay? By Kedushas Domim, if I'm Makdish a cow, and I say it should be used for the Mizbeach, it should be used for the Berek Abayis. Forgetting that if it's not a mum, no mum, there's a lav to do it, because it wouldn't be possible to say that now if it died, there would be no din of me'ila. Because the carcass is worth something. The dead body of the animal is worth something. And of course, there's the same me'ila. There's no difference if the animal's alive or the animal's dead. The only difference is the value went down. So instead of being worth $1,000, it's worth $500. The same me'ila. It's like any me'ila. If somebody gets makdish a piece of furniture and the furniture gets worn out, so there's no me'ila. Of course there's me'ila. Whatever's left is me'ila. Simple. So Rashi tells it to us, but it's really a Mishnah Shein and Swicha. Of course. Because that kind of me'ila is it. Now, once we understand this, so we can understand another point, and it's a very significant point. Significant point. That is, that technically, one can arguably say that Kolchim Mizbeach, that I'm not worthy for the Mizbeach. I gave you a far-fetched example, right? It's night. Maybe there should be meal over there, or Shabbos. But Kolchim, let's go at least in like Shelley said, Kolchim, which inherently right now are not roy for Mizbeach. One can argue the point and say that now you're not interfering with the use of Hekdesh. Because right now Hekdesh has no use from it. Right now, we'll go a step further. It's not even designated right now for the Mizbeach's use. Because inherently, this animal at this point is not roi for mizbech. So one can then say, you know what? Maybe there should be no mila. Logically, there should be no mila. If it will be kedushas domim, of course there should be mila. Why not? Kedushas domim, we're looking at one thing: money. That's all we look at when it comes to kedushas domim. We're looking at one thing: money. What's the thing? That's the only thing we're looking at. What? It's always there. As long as there's value, the only way for Kedushas Domim to go away is if it loses its entire value. That's all we're looking at. But Kedushas Mizbeach, we're looking at, you're interfering with the use of Hekdesh. You're interfering with the designation of the Korban. One can arguably say that, you know what, if it's not the Zman, if right now this animal inherently is not... So Hekdesh basically saying is, keep the animal at home. You come Beis HaMikdash with your behemoth, take it home. We don't want to see it. Okay? So now using it is not interfering with Hekdesh. Obviously a use which doesn't permanently impair it from being used as a call. So one would be able to argue that even from a logical standpoint, there may not be Mila. Since it's not a regular Gzela. When we look at Kedushas Haguv, we're not looking at Gzela. If we were looking at Gzela, then if the animal died, there would also be Mila. The reason why there's no Mila when the animal dies is because we say, you know what? It's right now not designated for any Hekdesh use. So the same logic, potentially, could be used and be said, you know what? Right now it's not designated for a Korban. So you using it now cannot be translated as an interference with its designation. Maybe. Well, there's such a thing as Kedushas Domim L'Mizbeach. We're going to get to this. We'll get to this in a moment. So this is what the Gemara says. So I believe that that's the analogy in the sugya between Kochim Shemesu and Kochim Shavazmanam is specifically negeya to Kedushas Mizbeach. By Kedushas Mizbeach, there we're only looking with one vision. The vision is, are you interfering with the use of what this animal is supposed to be used for at this given time? Okay? Now, I agree with Shelley that Avada, we don't look at the watch right now and say, well, it's 5 o'clock. Could we do it right? No, but we look at the Korban and we say, what is this Korban designated as? So right now, if the Korban is 6 days old, we say it's not designated for a Korban. Right now, right this. Does it have Kedusha? Absolutely. Kedusha is a goof. Absolutely. It has Kedushas Haguf because Rav Shimon Svara, because it will be Roi L'Mizbech. Kedushas Haguf. But so what? Right now it's a Kedushas Haguf, that's not Roi L'Mizbech. I can argue the point, and I believe that it is accurate to say that Kochim Shemesu also have Kedushas Haguf. Because Ula, when Ula said the memory, Rav Chisda told him, what do you mean? What happened to the Kedusha? You know something? Rav Chisda was right. Kedusha doesn't go off. You need pidyon. Ginza, Kedusha doesn't just fly away. Which is what Rav Chisda told Ula. Rav Chisda told Ula, what do you mean? The animal is still Kaddish. And you know what his response was? You're right. The animal does have Kedusha. But so what? Mi'ila can only be by a Korban if it's designated for the Mizbeach. And when the animal is dead, it's not designated for the Mizbeach. And when the animal is too young, it's not designated for the Mizbeach. And that's why there's no Mila. Not because of any difference in Kedusha. And that's what he said. He basically told him, all my Rebbe said, Ula says the name of Rebbe, all my Rebbe Yechanan said was, that the Din Mi'ila by Mizbeach is different than Mi'ila by Domim. By Mizbeach, in order to be Moyel, it has to be that you're interfering with its current designated purpose. And by Domim, it's you're taking value from Hekdesh. And therefore, just like if the animal died, and the Kedush is here, but you're not interfering with what it's designated for, there's no Mila. So too, if the animal is too young, you're not designating with it, you're not interfering with its designated use. That's his argument. And this is a rule we find in many places, even by Gzela, you should know. Even by Gzela. There is a very famous Ol Sameach
The Ol Sameach says he's trying to explain a difficult sugi in sukkah, and daf lamed in Masechet Sukkah. The Gemara there discusses about the Avankri, the merchants that used to sell hadassim, arovis. So they would. So Rav Huna told them that when you cut the arovis to sell it on the market, he said you should be careful that the goy cuts it first, because it's very possible that this is stolen merchandise. Because the goyim used to very often steal, and then if they're going to give you the lulav, it's going to be the hadassim, the arovis, it's going to be stolen. So you should make sure the goy cuts it. So he's the one who's stealing it if it's being stolen, and then the shini rishus is by you, and mail it's going to be yours. That's the gemara. So Rashi in that gemara, Rashi sticks in the words, stam akum gozlin the arad yisrael nenu. They steal land from Jews. So everybody asks, why do you have to come on to that they steal from Jews? Who cares who they steal from? You're not allowed to steal from a goy either. So it's still a mitzvah bo bavera. So the Or Sameach has a beautiful mahalach. The Or Sameach says that we find in halacha there's a difference between Gezel Akum and Gezel Yisrael. Even though they're both asam midaraisa, we paskin, you're not allowed to steal from a goy, just like you're not allowed to steal from a Jew. However, there's a big difference. The difference is that by Gezel Yisrael, there's a chiyuv v'heshiv. You have to give the object back. By Akum, we don't find that there's a v'heshiv. It's a gzela. And maybe you have to give him money. But you don't have to give, there's no v'heshiv, it's a gzela asher gozel. Says the Or Sameach, in order for something to be a mitzvah bo b'avera, it has to be that the mitzvah is interfering with what Hashem is commanding you. So by when you steal from a Jew, every minute is a chiyuv v'heshiv. So the object now is designated to be given back to the other person. Now when you use it as a lulav, the use of the lulav is a direct prohibition, is a direct transgression, is an aveira. That's why it's a mitzvah bo b'aveira. He says when you steal from a goy, even though you did an aveira, you did the same aveira. But right now, the use, since I don't have an obligation to give back this object, so the use doesn't constitute right now an aveira. That's what the Or Sameach says. It's a fascinating pshat to explain the sugi. It's exactly what I'm telling you over here. In order for there to be me'ila, it's not enough to say that something is kodesh, it belongs to Shemayim. There has to be that right now, I am interfering with its designation. And if right now the Torah says we don't want it as a kol, that's it. It's out of the picture. There's no din of meal. Unfortunately, we have to go back to Shelley's father. No, you're right, Shelley. I'm trying to. We could say the difference is that at Lila, it doesn't get the animal doesn't constantly get designated and redesignated. The animal has a designation. At the point that it becomes roi from Mizbeach, it becomes designated for the Mizbeach. It doesn't go in and out of designation as the clock changes. Shabbos comes in, it gets undesignated. Otherwise, there would be dichui. Okay? I don't want to go into this now, but technically, if you hold yesh dichui b'bali chayim, every korban will become posel, unless you makdish it that day that you bring it. Because the night will become nidche, gets pushed off, and then there's the posel. There's no such thing. The animal gets designated, it remains designated. Once it's designated. But until it's designated, it's not yet designated. Does it have Kedusha? 100%. So does the dead animal have Kedusha. The dead animal that's lying on the floor also has Kedusha. But it's not designated for a korban. So now when I use it, I'm not interfering with that designation. Same thing, Koydim Zmanah. This Svara is so good that it remains a maskon of the Gemara. Kotchim Shemesu, it's all the same. The issue is the other way around. So by a bird, right? So by behemoth, why taka is there mila? Bird, we understand. Bird is beautiful. That's why there's no mila. But now behemoth, we're still left with our problem that if this is the svara, which this is a svara that we can understand, it's glatt, then why in fact by behemoth is there mila? Why is there mila? So here's the point, the nakuda I want to bring out. When you makdish something from Mizbeach, right? So
really what you're doing is you're channeling something specifically for the Mizbeach. And therefore it must be used for that purpose. David was asking, what about if you have something that you were makdish to beginning, it's a balmum. Still, if I'm makdish a balmum, okay, for the Mizbeach, the money has to go for the Mizbeach. It's designated for the Mizbeach. It has to be sold, redeemed, and then the money goes to the Mizbeach. And it would have to go to that thing that it was designated for. Oil, shlamim, has to go what it was designated for. Because the animal, even though as we explained, Kedushas Damim is simple. That's Kedushas Damim is so easy to learn. Kedushas Damim reflects value. So as long as there's value, this thing is reflecting the Beis HaMikdash, the Treasury Department of the Beis HaMikdash. As long as there's any value to this thing, it's easy. Okay? Kedushas Mizbeach is different. Kedushas Mizbeach is being channeled specifically to the Mizbeach. So long that the object is not roy for the Mizbeach, right? So one can arguably say it loses its designation. So what is this animal? It's something that has Kedusha, okay? But it doesn't represent anything in the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't represent any potential use of the Beis HaMikdash. Which is ultimately the reason why by Mechusas Man, there's no din of Mila. Technically, there should never be Mila by Mechusas Man. However, every korban that you makdish in the Mizbeach, the Torah gave a chiddush. Really, one would be able to argue and say, if I am makdish a behemoth to Mizbeach, and the animal gets a mum, the animal gets a mum, why isn't that equivalent to the animal dying? What's the difference? The same thing. It should be like the animal died. Yeah, but Hagufa. That means that when the Torah went and said that it should be redeemed, what the Torah, in other words, told me is that every korban also, as we explained, Damim reflects value, any kind of value. A korban only reflects the korban use, right? But it also reflects its value that could be used for the Mizbeach. That was the chiddush of the Torah when the Torah said pidyon. When the Torah said that you should redeem an animal that gets a mum, the Torah was machadish that whenever you makdish an animal for the Mizbeach, what you're really doing is two things. You're saying this animal should be brought as an oila, and or its value should be brought as a kol. That's what you really do. So what you're really saying is, I'm not saying that it has to be that this animal specifically should be used as a kol. What I'm really saying is, this animal or its value should be used for a kol. Comes the Rambam, and the Rambam says that's only if you makdish something which is conceptually roi from Mizbeach. That's where the Torah was machadish, that there's a two-tier. Even Kedushas Mizbeach has two-tier. It itself, its body, and its value. Two-tier for the Mizbeach. When could the animal represent the Mizbeach? Only if it's conceptually roi from Mizbeach. But if it's not conceptually roi from Mizbeach, and you go and you say, I want this to be an oiler, and it's a tumtum, so it doesn't reflect that. So then what happens is, the whole thing gets thrown out, and it's as though you said, I want this to have Kedusha. Because the animal doesn't have the ability to represent the carbon oil. When was the term machadish that when you mock something as a carbon oiler, the animal can either represent itself as an oiler or its value as an oiler? That's if the animal conceptually is roi for the Mizbeach. But if the animal is not even conceptually roi for the Mizbeach, then the animal doesn't represent a carbon oiler at all. It can only represent a generic, like you took money and you said, let it be for Mizbeach. It can't represent an oiler. And therefore the Rambam says, HaRezeh K'makdish Eitzim Bavonim, and you can use it for whatever you want. It's a different kind of Kedusha. What the Rambam is telling us is that every other case, when the Rambam goes and he's suing Mizbeach, and he tells us this, what he's really telling us is that there's a HaMakdish Tumtum V'Andreigen is a treif of the Kilayim. Hareze kemakdish etzim v'avonim, like you will makdish stones. Why? Lufi she'ein kedusha chola al gufo. What the Rambam is saying is, but an animal that has a mum, there is a kedushas haguf, represented through the domim. But the domim is not just domim. The domim is something which connects to the goof of the animal and goes to the mizbech. And that's why, one second, that's what Rambam says. The Rambam says, and therefore, the enei kebalmum. Shebalmum yesh b'minei karm. The next Rambam that I showed you here in Hilchos Tmura is a different case. You already were makdish something. The animal already had kedushas haguf, right? Now, any part of that animal qualifies to represent what you were makdish it for. That's why, even if the vlad comes out as a tumtum, androgynous, doesn't matter. Because the original hakdosha was something that was roi from his bayach. It created the two-tier kedusha, which is, again, the two-tier kedusha is either it goes on the mizbeach, or its value goes to the mizbeach. So now the child of that animal is like the value of that animal. Exactly. So now that goes into that same two-tier. Okay. But you have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, it's a tremendous chiddush. And that's why the Rambam is telling us, Ein l'cha boy elo chedushoi. The Torah was machadashit by Balmum, that is this two-tier. The Torah was not machadashit by Trefa, this answers also the difference between Trefa. The Torah was not machadashit by Trefa, the Torah was not machadashit by Tumtum, the Torah was not machadashit by Andreigans, and therefore by those meaning, there isn't a two-tier. There isn't a two-tier. And therefore they cannot reflect the Kedushas Mizbech. Comes out Gemara, now Gemara says Gevaldik. Just like it's Ein l'cha boy elo chedushoi, the two-tier kedusha only applies to a balmum, so too it only applies to behemah. The Torah was never mechadish such a two-tier by an oif. So therefore, by a behemah, every animal walking around there, mooing, right? It's representing two kedushas. It's representing kedushas mizbeach either with its body or with its value to the mizbeach. The value can always be used for the mizbeach. The value doesn't have a chusas man. So the animal mamela today is called designated for the mizbeach. The animal right this minute is designated to the mizbeach. It's pre-qualified. Because if the only kedusha that the animal could represent is its body, then we have to get an age on it. We have to get a pre-qualification. How old are you? And if the animal tells us it's 6 days old, we say, go home. We don't want to know of you for another day. If that would be the case, then it would be no me'ilah. It would be like kochim shemesu. Because right this moment, the animal has no ability to reflect any designated use. But since the Torah was machadish that there's such a thing as a balmum, the Torah was machadish by a behemah, that although the animal itself can't be used, the value then gets channeled to the mizbeach. Mainly, even if it doesn't get a mum, it's still sitting with that two-tier. The two-tier makes that second kedusha, although it may be lower, has a much broader acceptance. Because nothing is excluded from that. The value could be used for, you could buy the perfect thing. You could go buy a behemoth that's a year old with its value. But by an oif, that the Torah was not machadish that. So it comes out that the Torah was never machadish by oif, that there's a two-tier kedusha. And that's what Rashi means. Migu dechola kedusha on the domim. Memela right now it has that. And that's why there's a din me'ilah today. So the conclusion is that according to the Chachamim, in order to have Ni'ilah by a Kotshei Mizbeach, there has to be right now a potential designated use from this animal. So normally we would say any animal that right now is not worthy, it's out. No Ni'ilah by Kedushas Mizbeach.
But Baal Mum opened up whole new doors. Baal Mum opened up new doors where the Torah said, you know what? We also want the value channel to the Mizbeach. Oh, so now there is never a moment. You'll tell me, but right now the animal's not a Baal Mum. It's true. But the animal is still carrying on its back this Kedusha, which is that its domain goes to the Mizbeach. And that doesn't have any disqualifications. It's not disqualified. There's a din, you're not praying to a dead animal. If there would be a din pidyon on the dead animal,
no value.
If there would be a din pidyon on that animal, forget value. Ain't a chanami. So when the Torah was mechadish pidyon, what I'm saying is, it's not just that the Torah was mechadish a solution, which is the way I guess we would learn until today. Pidyon is a solution. That's how we would learn it. Pidyon is a solution. What do? The animal got a mum, you're stuck. The Torah said, don't worry, we have an eitzah for you. It's not just that. The Torah really was mechadish in its original hakdosha. Another tier. It's as though the Torah said, when you makdish this animal, there are two things you should do with it. One of two things. Either bring it as a korban, or if it's disqualified, bring its value as a korban. Okay, that's how right now, today. And that has to be inherent in its original Kedusha. And that's precisely what the Rambam is telling us. That if you mock this something which is not a Baal Mum, but it's disqualified for other reasons, it doesn't have the two tier. And that's exactly what the Oif is. Okay, we'll stop here.